It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio on this rainy Thursday. Thank you for being here. Lots straight ahead.
Fusion,
amplifying truth,
and pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right, Kevin McCullough, thank you for being with us. We've got a lot to get to, including Wellness Thursday. Dr. Douglas Howard taking on the very tough issue today of gluten. We'll talk about the diseases on the southern border. Dr. Betsy McCoy will be with us. And General Jack Keane, you know, a doctor, a PhD, a general. That's how we roll.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, there's a lot to get to today, friends, and I'm not just talking about the list of people that are going to be subpoenaed to bring testimony against Jeffrey Epstein. There's a lot of them, too. Welcome. It's a very bad evening tonight if you're inside the Florida Panhandle, if you're anywhere along the Florida intercoast all the way over to Louisiana. There is now a hurricane watch in effect, and it is expected maybe to drop 20 plus inches of water on the southern coast tonight. Friends, keep our friends and neighbors in your prayers as the evening goes on. We're going to have some, you know, tricky weather here, but it's not going to be anything like what they've got there. And so just something for us to keep in mind. It can always be worse, but New Orleans especially, I mean, with the who can forget, you know, the scene of the last time that soup bowl filled up, and we just don't want to see that happen again. We don't want those levees to break. We want to make sure that everyone is safe. So praying that those mandatory evacuations that have been issued. If you remember historically, the last time that New Orleans was affronted with, you know, a massive hurricane, the mayor at the time had a plan. He had a playbook sitting on his desk. Up to they usually know at least a few hours before a hurricane hits. But if they know up to a certain amount of time, they're supposed to, in the city of New Orleans, use every a commercial vehicle that the city owns to get as many people out of the low lying areas as is possible. And we can all remember that tragic scene of people, you know, trying to swim and stand on the roofs of their houses and everything else. Meanwhile, 2,000 school buses just locked up, you know, you could literally, for every death that they had there, you could have given them two school buses apiece and you know, let them drive themselves out. So I'm praying that the different leadership that's there now, and I'm praying that the weather won't be as much of a mess, but we do pray that the sense of responsibility will be different. For those that will be seeing those rougher times over the next 24 hours. All right. So the president's going to just, you know, he's just saying not worth it on the citizenship question, which I'm a little bit sad about. But here's what I like about it. He's not going to waste the funds to go back and reprint the census forms that have already been printed, because according to the Supreme Court ruling, they were not allowed under the last, you know, premise to stand. And so they printed them without the question on it. And so there was this long back and forth for the last couple of weeks. You know, are we going to find a way to get the question on there? The president just deciding today that it's not worth the waste to undo a process that is underway. In essence, you've already printed X number of forms. And with Attorney General Barr's finding earlier this week that there's probably a way to ask the question anyway, be it through executive action to the Commerce Department, etc., then it's really not, the president doesn't really lose anything here. So, you know, and I'll probably talk about this a little bit more with Betsy McCoy later in the hour, but it's interesting that there's been so much attention given to this. so much. Former governor of New Mexico was on Fox News yesterday in the hour before I was on, and I forget her name, but former female governor, Latino, and she was like, you don't understand. In our state, we need resources, particularly a border state, because, you know, it affects classrooms and hospitals. And I'm sympathetic to that. I don't want people, we've got to solve the immigration issue, but I don't want people coming and making our kids sick. I don't want their kids to stay sick. Like, I'm not a monster, but the lack of providing any resources to address the overpopulation explosion that is happening on the southern border, and with it, everything that comes along. So the diseases, et cetera. I will get into that with Betsy. I've got a lot to ask her about that. But this, we do have a right to know, bottom line. I've asked the question on Twitter almost all week. Explain to me where the moral high ground is by not asking people if they're citizens. Citizens shouldn't have any issues with saying we're citizens. And for people that aren't citizens but that are here legally, they can easily respond to that. Yes, I'm on a four-year visa working for IBM or whatever. It's only going to be those that are truly in danger of being deported that might not answer or might tell us that they're not citizens. I don't know why in this current climate, I don't know why anybody wouldn't just tell us. But the bottom line is that's not going to be the only counting that's going to be done. And that was kind of how they were portraying it, that, you know, if you ask the question on the census, then they'd only count the citizens. And then states like New Mexico and Arizona and Texas and California would get fewer representation in dollars and resources and, electoral college and House of Representatives and everything else. That's how we base everything. Right. It's all about where the population is. But it's the population of citizens that should be determining government. We can allocate money, but we shouldn't be electing people from non-citizens voting. That's just that non-citizen population gets no say in the government. And that's the weird thing about this race for the presidency of non-America that I keep talking about, because all of the candidates on the Democratic side seem to be insisting upon appealing as best they can to those that are not actually Americans. And that's frustrating. There's no doubt about that. All right, so there's a lot of other stuff going on. I don't want to spend time on the Epstein trial every day. I just don't. I hate it. But there are some new details that have emerged, as there are significant ones that affect the nation at large. I will make sure that we cover those. But I don't have any need at this point in time to give you a daily update on that, other than, you know, it's now underway. There's lots of weird stuff that's going to be uncovered. And it's just not, they're talking about his private island and his dolls. I just don't. I'm not. It's just not. This is not a pornographic program. We don't need to go there. There's a lot of panic right now, not at the Fox News channel, not even at Newsmax, both networks of which I was on earlier this week. And thank you to John Tobacco and Harris Faulkner for having me. But over at a place called CNN, where? What? What's a CNN? Yes, I know. Their ratings have collapsed so badly that if you're Anderson Cooper, if you're Don Lemon, if you're, who's the other kid? Cuomo. Oh, yeah, the other Cuomo, the under impressive Cuomo. You've got to wonder how long any of them still get their jobs. Their audience shriveled in the second quarter of 2019, averaging only 500,000 viewers on an average night, when Fox News Channel is pumping out 1.3 million. So they're doing roughly a third of the other. Now, other big, big historical thing about today, and we've had to cram through a lot of news here to begin, but the Dow above 27,000. I know it can't last forever. I know that it's not going to last forever. I do tend to believe that the central banks buying a lot of gold are telling us something that we need to, you know, pay attention to. But friends, do you remember how lackluster the markets were when Obama was here, that nobody would have dreamed about hitting 27,000 before the re-election contest. And yet here we are. Very, very big day. All right, be safe. Got a lot to get to. Coming up next, General Jack Keane weighs in on the Iran controversy from overnight and the Brits and what happened there. He'll tell us.
The trucking industry finally has a voice in New York City. Get the real deal on transportation and logistics. Tune in for New York Truck Stop Radio with Arthur and Zach Miller this Saturday afternoon at 1 on AM 970, The Answer. The minute you sync your phone to your car, all your personal data is copied to that hard drive. ClearMyData.com will remove all of it, making it untraceable by the next driver or owner. Call 833-CAR-WIPE now or visit ClearMyData.com and get rid of your data before you get rid of that car.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Every week we promise you that Mr. Mike Connors will join us and answer one of your questions. You can ask him those questions by simply emailing them to askmikeconnors@gmail.com. or by calling the office at 718-238-6500. But Mike, this week's question comes from Dara. She says, on the issue of wills, it states that there are different restrictions for wills that are handwritten. How do the rules differ, and should wills be instead typed or printed these days? Thank you, Dara. What's your answer, Mike Connors?
Well, actually, legally, it doesn't matter whether a will is handwritten, whether it's typed. You know, it has to be in writing. In other words, it can't be videotaped or, you know, CDs and things like that. It has to be in writing. It has to be witnessed by two people. Now, in other states, for instance, Louisiana, you can have a handwritten will, and then if it's entirely in your own handwriting, it does not have to be witnessed. And there are a number of other states, and a lot of the provinces in Canada, that's the case. So, but in New York, a will has to be written by two people. Now, there's certain exceptions, you know, old-time things from the 19th century, a mariner at sea, a soldier in combat, you know, they'll accept a handwritten will, not witnessed. But a will has to be witnessed under ordinary circumstances in New York by two people. And that's the thing. You got to do it right. You can't screw it up because then the whole thing could be thrown out.
Right. Well, friends, it's really important to have that language done. And when it was time for the McCulloughs to do our wills, because we did not have current ones, we went directly to Mike Connors and his team at Connors and Sullivan. And friends, I know you're going to find the kind of service and helpfulness that we did. So call them today. If your will is not, if it's not in tip top shape, make sure that it is. 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500. Again, you can send questions to be answered on this show and on Mike's shows. Send those questions to askmikeconnors@gmail.com. Askmikeconnors@gmail.com. Then listen to Ask the Lawyer Saturday mornings at 8 on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings at 11 on AM 970 The Answer. Mike Connors, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
Win a case of sauce from Michael's of Brooklyn. Enter on AM970TheAnswer.com or by calling the Joe Piscopo Show during Italian Trivia Contest. Contest runs from Wednesday, May 23rd until further notice. Online winners will be chosen at random every Wednesday during contest duration. On-air winners will be announced during the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday during contest duration. Chance of winning is based on number of entries or calls. Prize is one case of sauce from Michael's of Brooklyn. See complete contest rules at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Listen to Joe Piscopo in the morning, weekdays at 6. Mike Gallagher at 10 on AM 970, The Answer. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Obviously very concerning developments, but also I'm very proud of the Royal Navy and the role that they played in keeping British assets, British shipping safe. We are continuing to monitor the situation very, very carefully.
So it's not just us in the Straits of Hormuz these days. It's not just us. It's not just America. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. We've been talking about the sticky nature of diplomacy in the Strait, because there is a lot at stake there, and there is a very bad actor named Iran who believes they can do and come and go as they please and do what they want, and they tried it again last night with one of our allies, and we all woke up with news of it on our phones this morning. Anyway, here to discuss, we're grateful to have back General Jack Keane, who always makes time for us, and we're so grateful given his considerable resume and qualifications. He's a retired four-star general, chairman of the Institute for the Study of War, and a Fox News senior strategic analyst. General, thanks for coming back. Kevin McCullough, what do you make of what Iran attempted last night?
Well, it clearly is retaliation for losing the tanker that was heading to Syria. And Iran in general is lashing out, as we know. We've seen it a couple of weeks ago. They sabotaged six international tankers moving through the Straits of Hormuz and the Gulf of Oman. But the problem they had is it backfired on them because we caught them at it. And the evidence is indisputable. And that's why they switched to a different chapter, enriching uranium and trying to force the European nations, in a form of blackmail, you know, to provide them some economic assistance versus breaking out of the nuclear deal. And the good news is, so far, it looks like the Europeans are pushing back on the Iranians as opposed to complying with them. And this latest incident, I think we did the right thing in stopping that tanker en route to Syria. The British did that in coordination with the Americans. And fortunately, Secretary Pompeo, in concert with our allies, is stitching together escorts and surveillance in the Persian Gulf and the Straits of Hormuz and the Gulf of Oman to protect international shipping. And we just saw some evidence of that payoff yesterday.
Yeah. But, General, and you and I have spoken about this before, my concern, and I've got a forward-serving brother-in-law, NFO, Navy F-18, number two seat, that has been through that area. And the real concern, I think, strategically for some time has been these boats, these speed boats, these flash boats that come up fast. And, General, if they ever really intended to do some sort of harm, I think that they would be able to carry that out somewhat easily with those boats, at least an initial attack. But are we vulnerable sitting there with only one carrier? Do we need a bigger force in the area to be able to get planes in the air faster if they did decide to kind of ride off the reservation?
No, we have plenty of resources in the area. We've got regular surveillance in terms of what's going on. We have evidence on all six sabotages, not just one, that took place. Yes, and well, if the Iranians are, I don't believe the Iranians are going to stop the international shipping, at least for the time being. This, what took place here, had to do with the retaliation, the Brits taking one of their tankers.
Right.
Their chapter that they're playing right now is gradually enriching uranium to force the Europeans' hands to provide them economic assistance. And we've got a lot of tools here. We've had a very successful cyber attack on the Iranians as a result of the drone being shot down. You know, it's classified in terms of what the target was and what the impact is. But I can just say, generally speaking, it was very successful. And clearly, if the Iranians persist in the enrichment, we're not going to let them get to something that would be close to weapons grade, nor would the Israelis. And we have a cyber offensive capability that can stop it. And we did this in conjunction with the Israelis a number of years ago very, very successfully. So that's another option that we have out there. The United States is on the strategic offensive. This has put the Iranians back on their heels for the first time in 39 years. That's why they're lashing out so much. And we have plenty of options in front of us. And those options don't necessarily mean going to war.
Right.
And also the Iranians, I think their play is they will not come to the negotiating table, which is what we want, until they're out of options. But the time clock is ticking on them because single day the impact of the sanctions makes it worse in Iran. They've food shortages, power outages, and growing civil unrest in the country as a result of the sanctions.
Yeah, I was having lunch with a friend today who does not follow this nearly as closely, and he was asking, you know, are we being successful there? And I said part of the bad behavior that we're seeing from Iran is an indication that the sanctions are very much having an impact. And I'm guessing that's what you're just confirming there. Let me ask you about the president's new pick to become the top officer, Army Chief of Staff General Mark Milley, and what he said today is that Iran has raised its intensity of malign activity. Does, in your estimation, Chief of Staff General Milley have the right skill set, the right kind of worldview approach to what he's facing and stepping up into this mess? And how do you think it will, you know, he's gonna approach it?
Well, first of all, he's been the Chief of Staff in the Army for almost 4 years, and before that, multiple combat tours in Iraq and Afghanistan, so he's eminently qualified.
Knows the neighborhood, yeah.
Yeah, and the most important thing is the president has confidence in him. And that's singularly very important for all the obvious reasons. And he served also by the other joint chiefs and the combatant commanders out there. The CENTCOM commander who's overlooking the region, General McKenzie, and General Davidson out in Indo-Pacific, where we have major problems with China's malign behavior. So these are the, and the third one certainly is Europe in NATO. So these are the three troublesome areas, and we've got very good people in those areas as well. And I think that the president's national security team that he's got around him from policymakers, Pompeo and Bolton, are very good.
Okay. Well, you got it first from retired four-star general, General Jack Keane, chairman of the Institute of the Study of War. And, of course, you see him on Fox News giving his common sense, clear-cut, straight-to-the-heart approach. And, General, we always appreciate it. Have a great Thursday.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Kevin McCullough, when we come back, what's going on the southern border? Dr. Betsy McCoy joins me next.
We're surrounded by noise, bombarded by information, messages struggling to get attention. So many choices and ways to reach customers. Your message needs to cut through and stand out. Today's technology can do that, but you need the resources and know-how to make it all work. You need Salem Surround. With all the digital marketing tools available and necessary to compete in today's business world, you need to know how to use all the options efficiently. Our team at Salem Surround has the expertise to manage all your digital marketing under one roof. We know digital marketing and how to deliver customers so you can run your business. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. For no limitations on how and where you can reach customers, there's Salem Surround, total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com, connecting you with new customers.
I can't believe it.
That Gerald is presenting the quarterly budget report with finger puppets?
Look, here comes a 1.7% decrease in fixed overhead. Hello, everybody.
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico.
Who are you? The projected increase in organic Q3 revenue. Hooray!
Believe it. Geico could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
AM 970 The Answer is giving you the chance to win $1,000 every day for our summer cash contest. Enter for your chance to win by listening to AM 970 for keywords announced at approximately 7:30 a.m., 10 a.m., 12:30 p.m., 4:30 p.m., and 7 p.m. Then go to am970theanswer.com and type in the keyword. This is an App Nevada summer contest with participation from several broadcast company television and radio stations. For each opportunity to win, one winner will be randomly selected from all entries received nationwide. For a complete list of contest rules, go to am970theanswer.com.
Proving that he may be ready for prime time. Frank Morano. Sunday mornings at 4 on AM 970. The Answer. Decision 2020. America at the crossroads. Freedom versus socialism. American values versus global elitism. The presidential election that will define our nation for decades to come. Exclusive coverage now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, one of the big issues right now in the country is whether or not the president should take executive action to demand that we know what the census means. And I haven't understood why there's even a debate about this. I can't understand the downside to understanding. People are acting like, well, you can't count people unless they're sitting. No, you just ask the question. You still count everybody. You can still allocate resources where you need. But one of the reasons why we need to know the difference in the legal and the illegal populations and where those populations are most populated at is so that we can deal with some of the larger issues. And that's one of the reasons why I continue to champion the work of my next guest, Betsy McCoy, PhD. She's a former lieutenant governor for the state of New York. And, of course, she's author of the best time seller, New York Times bestseller, Beating Obamacare, back in 2014. She was widely respected as the foremost authority in understanding and disputing the claims that Obamacare made. But I'm honored to have her back. Sometimes she fills in for me, and I'm always honored to have Lieutenant Governor McCoy back at the microphone. And Betsy, it was fun to see you last night with John Catsimatidis and company as well. But thanks for being back here.
Well, I'm glad that we can talk about some of these health issues today, Kevin, because they really are of interest to everybody in America, not just people who live close to the southern border.
Yeah, so break it down for us. Why, first of all, what is happening disease-wise on the border, and how does it impact people as far away as New York City?
Well, there are really two issues. One is that, as you know, there's an unprecedented number of migrants coming across the southern border. They're coming primarily from Central America, but in recent weeks we've seen a huge spike in families, a whole caravans of families, hundreds at a time, coming from sub-Saharan Africa, because the word is out worldwide that the U.S. has a southern border, an open southern border, and an open checkbook, and you better get over there right before it closes. So believe it or not, amazingly, families are cobbling together the money to get a flight from sub-Saharan Africa to Ecuador, which is a country in South America with a no-visa policy. And then they're trekking northward through Panama and then the Northern Triangle, as they call it, of Guatemala, El Salvador, and Nicaragua, and through all of Mexico up to the southern border. And when they arrive there, these people, whether they're from Central America or Africa or China, they are dehydrated, they are cold, they're hungry, they're sleep-deprived, and many of the migrants have serious illnesses. Now, you've heard a lot on the television over the last weeks blaming the Border Patrol for failing to get these people to the hospital on time, as if they're the ones who made them sick. They are overwhelmed with the numbers coming through the southern border, and so there are two issues. One is, what diseases are they bringing? And we do have quite a few instances now, especially of children who are in quarantine with measles, mumps, and chickenpox. These are diseases that we thought we had conquered in the United States through our very widespread vaccination program. So that's an issue. How many of these children are bringing these very communicable diseases into the United States, and what can we do about it? The second issue is that people of all ages are arriving so sick with gastrointestinal parasites, for example, and serious bacterial infections, and some of them are dying. And very unfairly, the press are blaming the Border Patrol, saying, well, why didn't you identify this case of streptococcal sepsis sooner? Well, it's harder to do that even in an emergency room in the United States, much less in a crowded detention facility. And if these people hadn't made it across the border, they'd be dying on the other side in the desert. So it's a very serious and costly twofold problem.
What's the solution to it, Governor?
The solution, and I have to credit the Trump administration, because despite Congress's refusal to change the immigration laws, he's doing his best twisting Mexico's arm to get them to slow the flow of people. Mexico is now using their border police and their army to deter these migrants from coming northward to the border, because really, what's happening here? We've got smugglers and human traffickers profiting at the expense of these migrants who are dying on the way, or their children are suffering terribly. The current laws, which the Democrats in Congress refuse to change, make it so that immigrants know if they get to the border and they say the word asylum and they have a child with them, they can be arrested. They volunteer to be arrested. They hold out their arms waiting for the handcuffs. They're put in detention, but no more than 20 days, according to the law. And then they're released, and they know they can disappear into the United States. So that's what they're doing. They're coming to the border very sick, very hungry in some cases. They're demanding to be arrested. They're detained for 20 days, and then they're released into communities all over the United States.
We've got to have serious policy addressing not only immigration, but also how to deal with these folks that are suffering with such maladies. Anyway, Governor McCoy, thank you again for your input and for your insight on helping us understand this today. And friends, follow her on Twitter. She is a great follow on Twitter. I want you to follow her, Betsy underscore McCoy, McCaughey. And obviously also read her column in the Post and on townhall.com, etc. Betsy, great to talk to you. Great to see you last night. Thanks for being here.
Oh, great to talk to you. Your show is a public service.
Thank you, Betsy. We'll talk soon. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Every Saturday morning at 7, The Auto Lab, the longest-running auto show in New York City, can be heard for a full 2 hours. Host Professor Harold Walchalk and a diverse panel of automotive experts will answer all your basic automotive questions and fill you in on the history and culture of the auto industry. The Auto Lab is on the air and here to help for a full 2 hours. Listen every Saturday morning starting at 7, right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know that back in 2010, there was a law passed in the United States that gives authority to a newly created entity within the Federal Reserve to be able to seize portions of your electronic accounts, whether it's 401k, IRA, or your bank accounts? As scary as that sounds, you may be saying, well, why is it? Well, it's happened already in 8 other countries in the last 7 years. What we're talking about is something called a bail-in. Get the facts by getting the white paper titled The Coming Bail-In, and see how all of this was set up to help manage our out-of-control national debt. Learn how to protect your future and your hard-earned money by investing those funds into diverse precious metals options. So when the bail-in happens, that you'll have that peace of mind, call Landmark today. 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575. You can also visit them online at landmarkgold.com. That's 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575. 2575.
The minute you sync your phone to your car, all your personal data is copied to that hard drive. ClearMyData.com will remove all of it, making it untraceable by the next driver or owner. Call 833-CAR-WIPE now or visit ClearMyData.com and get rid of your data before you get rid of that car. A religious activities education director in New York City is wanted. Duties include help to oversee Sunday school activities, pre-K and K, coordinate volunteers and teachers, develop curriculum, etc. Mail resume to New Frontier Chode Church, 142 West 29th Street, 2nd floor, New York, New York, 10001. Again, mail resume to New Frontier Chode Church, 142 West 29th Street, 2nd floor, New York, New York, 10001.
Summer is here, and Matt's got the barbecue out all ready to grill. That's why he trusts Super Polygrip, so he can enjoy his steak with full confidence. Polygrip! Sounds like there's a party going on. But something's missing. Surprise! The birthday gal's arrived. And thanks to Polydent, her bright smile is anything but a surprise. Polydent.
Hi, I'm Steve Adubato. Every Sunday, Steve Adubato's Leadership Hour brings you valuable tips on how to become a better leader. I'll also interview leaders in government, business, and other arenas. So catch me, Steve Adubato, Sundays at 2 p.m. for the Leadership Hour, right here on AM 970.
Hi, friends. If you're feeling run down and maybe you're kind of just during the summer, I know how it feels. But friends, if you're not getting the fruits and vegetables that you need, that's part of the reason. Did you know that when fruits and vegetables, specifically in combinations with each other, specifically with 31 specific fruits and vegetables working with each other, when they take root in your body, they explode with energy that is actually the capturing of light that is then released within your system. And it is an amazing thing to watch what happens. But if you're not eating those fruits and vegetables, that captured energy never becomes a part of your reality. And that's why Dr. Douglas Howard introduced Balance of Nature these many years ago. They're not like ordinary vitamins. They're just fruits and vegetables in vegetarian capsules, 100% whole food plants, fruits, veggies. It's all there. And an average daily dose gives you 10 servings of the 31 specific fruits and veggies that your body most needs. Once you start taking them, you're going to be convinced. In fact, I had this like little sniffer trying to come on a couple of weeks ago. I upped my dosage. I got over it in one day. My lovely bride, a couple days later, started getting the sniffs, allergies and so forth. She didn't take them. She's still fighting it now. That's the problem. See, I take them. So this is how I stay healthy. For a limited time, get 25% plus free shipping off your first preferred purchase of Balance of Nature and get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free week's supply included. 800-246-8751 to get that now. 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use my discount code, The Answer.
Eric Metaxas. The show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
Everywhere I go, oh, oh, I say is it all, oh, oh, always on my own.
Breaking news about your wellness with Dr. Douglas Howard, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio. Proudly powered by the fruits and veggies of Balance of Nature.
So glad to have you with us, and so glad every Thursday to get to speak with Dr. Douglas Howard, the innovator, the creator. Well, he won't say he's the creator. He's the originator of Balance of Nature. He would say that God created all the stuff that's in Balance of Nature. He just put it together, and that is exactly true. The fruits and the veggies are something that I have used even this year multiple times to just get past a little bit of a sniffle, a little bit of a cold, a little bit of something coming on. Yep, all of a sudden I just power up on the fruits and veggies more than what I take on an everyday basis, and I've found brand new relief. But we've been working through our way through a series of things that are common sense about wellness that should make sense that are not necessarily commonly known. And Dr. Howard, welcome back. Good to have you. Today we're talking gluten. You said gluten freak, not gluten free.
Yeah. Not to offend anybody. Yeah, I don't get onto that gluten freak diet thing.
So explain to us what is it, because the concept is just because it's organic or gluten free doesn't mean that it's healthy.
Yeah, well, not only that, it's not just that it doesn't mean it's not healthy. Gluten free was actually back in about 2011. Then they did some studies and they showed people who were having gastric distress, but they didn't really have the only thing that you're really, is anybody that's really allergic, so to speak, I'll call it allergic, okay, for easier understanding. People who are allergic to gluten have something called celiac disease. And so then they saw people who were having other that they thought were symptoms reacting to gluten, but they didn't have celiac disease, so they called it non-celiac disease, gluten sensitivity. And but the doctor, luckily, who had really termed this, he was a gastroenterologist, meaning a doctor for the gut.
Right.
He wasn't happy with his findings, and so he kept searching. And then he went on further. And, 10 years later, and no, it was only 5 years later, and to come up with another study. And I'm going to tell you about that in a second. But here's the scary part is think about this. Just in that 5 years, or just between now, let's see, that was in 2011 to now, in 8 short years, then the gluten industry, or the gluten-free industry, I should say, has become so big that it's estimated that in 2016, over $15 billion is spent in the gluten-free market.
Wow.
$15 billion, over 15. That was in 2016. It's even more. And there was I think it's like, oh, shoot, I think it's 11 or I'll come to it. I think it's 11% of people now claim to be, gluten sensitive. And, 30% of people, 30% of people in the United States want to eat less gluten because they think that it's going to bother their system or that gluten's unhealthy. Gluten is not unhealthy. It's an important part of your diet, actually. Now, you don't want to have I don't like gluten increased and concentrated in breads, for example. When you start adding gluten, then yeah, you can start having some issues with anything that you start eating too much of one direction of a concentrated chemical. But in its natural form, gluten is not a bad thing. So 30% of people say they want to eat less gluten and they feel better on it. It's less than 1% of the American population actually have a need to eat less gluten. Less than 1%. About 3 million suffer from a true celiac disease in their stomach.
Wow, that's...
Or in their bowel, I shouldn't say. It's not in their stomach, in their bowel.
Right. So, Doc, that means we should probably just really pay attention to, if we think that we are sensitive in that area, first of all, be tested to know if we have celiac or not. But if we don't, probably not give into that urge to go that direction, huh?
Well, not only that, we need to... I can't turn this off. Anyways, not only that, what's important with this is that the study that was done is a very, very, one of the most extensive nutritional studies ever done. And you have to understand that what's so interesting about this is when they did the study, they did three groups, a high gluten, a medium gluten, and a gluten-free diet. And nobody knew which diet they were on. But even those that were in the high gluten diet had the same, symptoms as those that were in the gluten-free diet because they thought they were getting gluten. So the gluten-free diet group, one-third of these people had the same symptomology as those that were getting gluten. didn't change anything.
Yeah.
And so the is, you know, it's like they said, you can go ahead and smell your bread and eat it too.
Well, that's a cute turn of phrase, Dr. Howard, but this is actually good news because I think a lot of people think that being more gluten-free is going to be healthier. You're telling us today, as you tell us almost every week, let common sense kind of lead the way here. Obviously, get your fruits and veggies, but don't get all wrapped up in this gluten-free stuff.
No, in fact, you can get more junk food that says gluten-free. I had an employee once that walked in eating licorice, and that's the only kind of candy she would eat because it said gluten-free on it. I was like, you got to be kidding. There is no gluten in licorice. Well, yeah, it used to be made from wheat and molasses, but, you know, I don't care. You can find all kinds of things that say gluten-free, and it cracks me up. You'll see gluten-free eggs. I mean, give me a break. There was never any gluten in them.
To begin with, that's right. All right. Well, Doc, it's always good, and I appreciate the explanation because, you know, I've got family members that have wrestled with this, and there's a lot that I just think, because we don't know, and you're in position to help us understand it each week, it's always good. Friends, by the way...
If anybody would like this study, call Balance of Nature, and we'll make sure you can get it.
800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, and ask for the study that Doc Howard was talking about today on the Wellness Thursday regarding gluten. And don't forget that very special offer we've got in effect right now when you call and use my promo code. 800-246-8751. Kevin McCullough, coming right back.
We have reached the age where things just cost more.
Cars, mm-hmm, phones, mm-hmm. Life insurance.
Your blood pressure is up.
Your weight is up.
You're one to talk.
I have type 2 diabetes, so I'm getting dinged just like you.
Thank goodness for Big Lou.
Big Lou!
Big Lou can get term life insurance rates for a 50-year-old male with type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, or maybe he's on anxiety meds,
mm-hmm,
for just around $200 a month for $1 million of coverage.
Oh, you gotta say that again.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll say it. Big Lou and term provider could get a 50-year-old man, a little dinged up, $1 million in life insurance for around $200 a month.
Call Big Lou.
Big Lou!
He's like you.
800-555-2085. That's 800-555-2085.
Don't put it off. If you're overweight, diabetic, have high blood pressure, you gotta call Big Lou.
Gotta.
800-555-2085.
Write it down.
800-555-2085.
Hi, I'm Valerie Smaldone with news about a brand new radio show Saturday mornings at 9, Bagels and Broadway. I'll be giving you the latest Broadway and off-Broadway news, talking about theater in unusual places, a great restaurant find, a food product that's unusual, having conversations with actors, producers, and the heroes behind the scenes, chefs, entrepreneurs, and more. Join me and some fabulous guests. You bring the bagels, I'll bring Broadway. Saturday morning at 9 on AM 970.
Even the
The sand gets hot. You gotta move fast, like a dog chasing a frisbee. Move just as fast to the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales event. Because for the first time ever, you can get 20% estimated savings on select Ford vehicles. Plus, earn complimentary maintenance through Ford Pass Rewards. Don't let this hot deal on America's best-selling brand pass you by. Get into the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales event. Based on 2010 through 2018 calendar year sales. Moda must be activated within 60 days of purchase through the Ford Pass app on a smartphone and remain active for at least 6 months after activation. Eligible on select 2019 model year vehicles. Vehicle must have arrived at dealer at least 61 days prior to the sale date. Estimated savings include an average dealer discount based on a sales survey of average discounts offered by Ford dealers nationally. Discount may vary. Dealer determines price. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 9/3/19. See participating dealer for complete details.
Jay Sekulow Live is next on AM 970, The Answer. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Thank you for hanging out with us on this ever-changing day, ever-busy news story day, and a day that, you know, we worked really hard to make sure that we could get the best analysis of everything from your health to what's going on with the diseases at the border to what's going on in Iran to you as best we can. In fact, there was another story that I could have spent a lot of time on today, but I don't have time to do that now because we're running out of time. And I thank you for those of you that come here and you just wait, you hang on every word, and I'm grateful for that. So this final story tonight, and if you missed any of our stories today, you can obviously go to the Kevin McCullough podcast region on SoundCloud or on iTunes. You can actually search for the podcast on TuneIn and a number of other platforms, basically any of your aggregation platforms. But I didn't have time to get to this. I'm kind of bummed because it's a really important story. In fact, it may single-handedly solve the immigration crisis for most of the country. Public service announcement here. Just
want to make this loud and clear.
If you are in the USA illegally at this very moment, California would like to have a word with you. California has decided yesterday that not only would they pass it, but the governor will sign it, to become the first state in the country to offer absolute health care for illegal aliens. So if you're in the USA illegally and you want free health care, California is now offering it for you in California. Where you have to live in California to get California's free health care services for you without a legal status. California is offering it. So I don't know why you're still sitting here. Get in your car, get in your flatbed truck, get in the back of a pickup truck and pull the cover down over you. Go through all the checkpoints. Find your way to California. Because in California, Californians are now ready to foot the bill for your health care if you're an illegal alien. And, you know, it just might solve the rest of the country's problems. And if it has a negative impact on California, well, that's California's fault. They're the ones that are offering to pay for everything for free. I mean, you know, out of work auto laborers may not have health insurance, but they're going to make sure that illegals do. But you have to go to California. So go! I'm Kevin McCullough.